Okay, now to the Gulf of Maine. So I'm going to talk about the, usually when I talk about the Gulf of Maine, I do this kind of extended history. I've kind of condensed it so I can fit the tiny giants piece in. But I'm going to start like way back before Europeans were here and kind of move up to present day and talk about some of the changes that have happened. I'm going to talk about some of the changes that are happening now, and then I'll end with some of the tools for adaptation, which relates to research that's happening at Bigelow and elsewhere. So when you start with ye olde Gulf of Maine, this is a map of what the Gulf of Maine looked like about 10,000 years ago, as the most recent ice age was ending. And this is a nice quote from a book by Spencer Apollonio. The Gulf of Maine, as we know it, is much younger than the beginning of recorded human history. Sorry, that's not actually a quote, that's a paraphrase. But that's basically the idea. 10,000 years ago, which is a little bit, I think, before the beginning of recorded human history, is when this image is. So what you're seeing, here's Cape Cod Bay. There's Cape Cod. Cape Cod Bay would be there. There's all this land here because a lot of the water from the ocean was contained in ice that is on land. There's the ice sheet up there. So you can see the Gulf of Maine. So here we would be, let's see if I can figure this out. One of these is Penobscot Bay. I think maybe this one. And so we would be up here somewhere. You can see it goes way further inland, all the way up in the Bay of Fundy and so on. And the Gulf of Maine is also like mostly cut off from the ocean. So for one thing, it would have been much fresher because there's a lot of fresh water running in and not much mixing with the open ocean going on. And the tides that Maine is famous for would have been almost non-existent. The tides really rely on the geometry of the Gulf. It's almost like if you took a bucket of water and shook it back and forth at just the right frequency, you could get a really big sloshing. That's why we have big tides in the Gulf of Maine. But if you were to change the size of that bucket and try to do it at the same speed, you wouldn't have the speed right. So the Gulf of Maine looked really different. The reason I have a picture of this mastodon here is because the fishermen have pulled up mastodon tusks out here on what is now George's Bank. So this is all ocean right now. But it was inhabited by, you know, crazy prehistoric beasts at one point in time. Eventually, the ice sheet receded. Those areas of land were covered over with water. You know, the tides would have increased gradually as that happened, and probably sometime around, like Spencer said, sometime around the time of recorded human history, the Gulf of Maine looks like what we would recognize today as the Gulf of Maine.
What are the blue dash lines? The blue lines.
Yeah. I think he was, so I have the paper that I got this from, and I can look this up to confirm. I think he was just trying to outline kind of like where the, you know, I don't know, ridges or edges of the ice sheet were. Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a really good question.
Which way they would melt when they...
Yeah, are they divides?
Divides between, like the water flows off of one side. Yeah, that could be. They could be like a continental divide, yeah. You know, this is just the way I teach, too. When a student asks me a question and I don't know the answer, usually the students come up with a better answer than what I can come up with. But, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. They could be the ridges indicating which basin that the water was flowing into.
Yeah.